Well, I think this is a major vote of confidence into Port Rush. And I suppose we're getting this on the back of the fact that the British Open, or the Open as they call it, is going to be in Port Rush in the summer of 2019, which is not too long away. It's really just virtually 2 years away. So I'm a lot happier with the scheme as it is now, rather than the first initial ideas that came forward from the consultants. So I think this is a scheme that will be very beneficial and will be sympathetic to Port Rush and will drive Port Rush forward. I'm pleased with it now.
Can you summarise, I suppose, what they're going to be doing? Is it all about the new street furniture, about wider pavements? Can you give any sort of anything that might define it, Mr. Hillis?
Well, one of the things for me is that I think it's going to be really good. There's going to be a new, vastly improved walkway from really around the harbour area right round to, say, the Blue Pool, if people know where that is in Port Rush. It's going to be completely new surfacing, vast improvements on what is there at the present time. So it's going to be tight to do because obviously we have to get planning permission and appoint a contractor. But this is due to kick off in September, October this year, and will just be finished in around Easter of 2019. So there's a lot of work to do, but I think it's going to be a really good shot in the arm for Port Rush.
And just finally, I suppose we don't want to look back in a non-constructive way, but what were they planning to do? And just a little bit about the people power, the politician power that turned that unacceptable version of the public realm scheme, turned that one around?
Well, different people have different ideas of what should be done. For instance, there was talk about closing part of the main street off for a couple of months during the year, driving more people into Mark Street rather than letting them go up Main Street. And also there was going to be a reduction in parking available for people. Certainly myself, along with the bulk of the respondents to the initial scheme, felt that that wasn't the way to go. Part of going to Port Rush is to be able to go up the Main Street and see and be seen, maybe. I don't know if that's the right way to put it. So there was not a great reaction to the initial scheme, but I think we have now got the best of both worlds. We're going to get, it wasn't exactly a vote, but you know, people did respond to the initial scheme, and now all those ideas and complaints and whatever have been taken on board. And I think we're going to get something that will be really, really good. Much better scheme to my mind.
Fantastic.
Maybe not everybody will agree, but it was to do with people power. There's not a lot of point in having a public consultation about these things if you're going to ignore what the public think. And the public have spoken, and it's the scheme now that's going forward will be exactly based on what people said.